This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
EPIA.
J-Dyer taking over.
An old cowboy quit riding up.
You know, when the audience calls in and thanking me all the time, I'm the one asking you for help all the time. I appreciate you. I'm talking to my neighbor who's changing my tire or saving my kid every day, and they're thanking me. It's like, no, I want to thank you. But I get it. I'm by the tyrants as well. We're in this together. I'll just in closing say this. We got great products. They fund the operation, and we're not a 501c3. We don't, you know, take straight-up donations. We have a thing where you can sponsor us, you know, make a, quote, donation. It's not technically one because it's not tax-exempt. And InfoWarsStore.com, there's whole rules that go into that. There's regulations over everything. But you keeping us on air over the years is just precious. And you can see now why important it is that we all stay on air with the guests, the callers, and everything. Because we're right. And out of a world of different ideas and propaganda and movements, the Americana movement is real, and the resistance to their globalist system is real. So I don't have a stake in Mark Dice's book. I know Mark Dice could have sold out for the establishment. I know who tried to get him to sell out. He didn't. So his book going to number one is a victory for us. And you buying our products and I stand on air is a victory for everybody as well. So I'll just leave it at that. Starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow, David Knight kicks us off 40 hours of live transmission. And when I say you are the key to this, I mean, I'm not just saying that. When you get excited, when you share that, hey, there's a live special 40-hour broadcast exposing the global tyrants with forbidden information, and once you tune in, tell others about it. Hey, you're not supposed to hear this. Big tech censors are blocking it. Tune in. When you share that 2020electioncenter.com link, or that Infowars.com/show link. That changes the world. That's why big media said, oh, Infowars is evil. Don't share it. Don't believe it. Don't look into it. Because we're dead on. And that's why they're panicking. That's why they're doing what they're doing. And I know for the average new listener, you know it. Long-time listeners know all this better than I do. I just cannot state to you enough how important it is you realize the historical point all of us are in right now, and how they are bet against humanity, they have bet against God, they have bet against decency, they have bet against your common sense, they have bet against your word of mouth, they have bet they can do all these horrible things, and that you're so weak, you're going to go along with it. Well, yeah, some of the public's weak in the zombie state, they're never going to wake up, but that's not us. You are awake, you are engaged, you are doing incredible things, so know this, you've done an amazing job up until now, but now we're down to the final half mile. You've already marched 20 miles. We're down to the last few minutes, the last round of the fight. And this is a big, big deal for humanity and the whole future of everything. So now, bigger than buying the products, as big as praying for us, is simply your word of mouth is king, daddy. On your Twitter, on your Facebook, on your YouTube, on your instant message, privately, person to person, hey, here's a link. They don't want you to see it. Check it out, Infowars.com/show. Learn about the mRNA vaccine. Learn about 5G and cancer. Learn about GMO. Learn about all this evil and decide not to comply. And if all of us do something now, we're going to be able to turn the tide. If not, it's going to get really bad and you'll still stand up. Churchill said there's a time you can stand up and you have a great chance of winning. The chance you can stand up later, we have a bad chance. Sometimes you stand up because there's no chance, but it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees as a slave. So Jay Dyer is a great researcher and author. He's taken over on the other side of this quick break. And Owen Schroyer with the War Room. And then tonight, we have another great edition with Deanna Lorraine with the election countdown, 7 to 9 p.m. And again, only way that dog hunts is you tell folks about it. You tell them, hey, here's the forbidden information you're not supposed to see. I want to salute this great crew. I want to thank my family. I want to thank our sponsors and affiliates and stations for keeping us in attack formation. I'm Alex Jones from 2020ElectionCenter.com. Thank you all.
We have a new week of massive savings at PrepareWithAlex.com. Our partnership with My Patriot Supply to give you the lowest discounts possible has led to new ways to save on preparing your family for what comes next. For the next 7 days, we work together to give you rock-bottom prices on things you'll need in case of an emergency. With $150 off the 3-month food supply, $300 off the 6-month food supply, $600 off the 1-year food supply, $40 off the Alexa Pure Pitcher Water Filter, and $25 off the Ready Hour Wireless Solar Power Bank Charger and 28 LED Room Light. With food, water, and energy covered, your entire comprehensive emergency preparedness guide is now at extreme discounts. Plus, each purchase goes to support the InfoWars crew, but these deep discounts will only last until the end of the week. Order online or call to place an order at 888-411-0350 or preparewithalex.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your fill-in guest host of this last hour. My name is Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. I'm the author of Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, where I cover film symbolism, Hollywood mind control, all of that in depth. You heard Mark Dice earlier. If you like Mark Dice, you would definitely like my book as well. Today I want to talk about the breakdown of the whole Ukraine-Russiagate narrative. It's all collapsed. Now, we know it collapsed a long time ago. In fact, it's had maybe 5 or 10 collapses in the last 4 years. But in order to understand this, we should look a little bit at history. We should look at the history of the Ukraine. This is a big piece of the puzzle. As you've noticed, this came up in the debate, right? If you remember, Trump said to Biden, "We have you on tape. I have you on tape," right? And this shook Biden, right? Biden was visibly shook by Trump's statements about the Burisma deal and all of that. And there's a bigger picture that we want to look at. So let's zoom out a little bit and let's think about the great game. This is the historic battle, right, between Russia and the West. This is the context even for today, even after the Cold War. We're kind of seeing this replay of the great game. And if we understand that, it'll help us understand the big picture of what's going on with even the Trump election and why they concocted this whole Russiagate narrative. And in fact, if you've been paying attention to the news this week, there was a huge reveal in terms of the memo from the DNI that dealt with what was actually going on with the CIA and the Russiagate hoax. But we'll get into that here in a little bit. If you think about the time of World War II, there was a move even by Hitler to remove Ukraine from the influence of Russia. Ukraine has typically, historically, been in the sphere of Russian influence going back many centuries. And this move on the part of Hitler was seen as a tactical move for his future plans, you know, and coming in and battling with Russia, which, of course, is where he didn't fare so well. But if you think about it from the imperial perspective, the West, now being a kind of a empire, Pax Americana, it still has that same motivation. And that was a big piece of the puzzle for why the U.S. wanted to remove Russia from, remove Ukraine from Russian influence. And one of the things that I want to direct your attention to in that regard is everybody, hopefully, if you've listened to this show for a long time, to Alex, then you know he's covered color revolutions for a long time. You know, he's talked about the influence of different NGOs, the Otpor movement, the different color revolutions like Rose, like Orange Revolution, right? This was the specific funding and methodology that went into the Ukraine many, many years prior to what happened in 2013 when there was the Ukraine split. This was done by a model of regime change coup revolution that follows a pattern of what is called it's called democratic change, right? So this is like Gene Sharp, different theorists who came up with this idea to remove existing power structures through, quote, nonviolent means. But what this really means is decades of agitation. So you go into these different countries and you set up these kind of humanitarian, so-called human rights groups, and then you agitate through universities, through brainwashing for many centuries, or for many decades, and then you get the breaking point where usually there's some sort of triggering event. They'll have operatives in place to engage in an assassination, a sniping, try to provoke the existing government to react, so that the media is then ready to broadcast to the whole world this, you know, sarin attack, this gas attack, chlorine attack, whatever different kind of, the brutality of the regime and this kind of stuff. That's all pre-planned and coordinated with the NGO operation that's running the color revolution. And it's very easy to look into these because they're all kind of color-coded and branded. So they make use of propaganda and branding, things like the fist. This was the original Otpor logo when the first color revolution happened back in the 80s. And if you notice that first Otpor fist is the exact same fist that's used by Black Lives Matter. And this is why even Tucker Carlson has done some really good reports lately on the fact that America seems to be undergoing a very similar type of color revolution. Now, why would that be? Well, the reason for that is because the same people who were running these color revolutions back in the 80s, this sort of left-minded deep state intelligence operation, are the same people doing the thing.
There were rules, and there was no freedom of choice. They broke the rules.
Why did they break the rules
together? Chris, the way you're starting to harangue me now actually reminds me of what you did to the president during that debate on Tuesday night when he had to debate not just Joe Biden, but you as well. You were not a neutral moderator then. I don't mind tough questions. I welcome reasonably tough questions, but what I don't think is okay is for you to become the effective opposition to the president. Okay? And everyone there was tested in the crowd. They were distanced from each other. People can make reasonable decisions for themselves.
No, they can't.
Keep on praying for our president and our first lady, America. We aren't out of the woods yet.
I have to be back because we still have to make America great again. We've done an awfully good job of that. If you look at the therapeutics, which I'm taking right now, some of them, and others are coming out soon that are looking like, frankly, they're miracles, if you want to know the truth. They're miracles. People criticize me when I say that, but we have things happening that look like their miracles coming down from God. So I just want to tell you that I'm starting to feel good. This is America. This is the United States. This is the greatest country in the world. This is the most powerful country in the world. I can't be locked up in a room upstairs and totally safe and just say, hey, whatever happens, happens. I can't do that. We have to confront problems. As a leader, you have to confront problems. There's never been a great leader that would have done that. I'm doing well. I want to thank everybody. Our First Lady is doing very well. Melania asked me to say something as to the respect that she has for our country, the love that she has for our country. And we're both doing well. Melania is really handling it very nicely.
President Trump has been treated with the experimental antiviral remdesivir and a single 8-gram dose of an antibody cocktail developed by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, which is a combination of mouse pus and human neutralizing synthetic antibodies against the virus, a treatment that is still in clinical trials. And the mixture of the two is anybody's guess, depending on how the president reacts to it. President Trump is also taking zinc, melatonin, vitamin D, aspirin, and the heartburn brand Pepcid, which researchers are studying as a possible treatment for coronavirus. So rather than allow the virus to take its course, President Trump has laid the gauntlet down in order to return back to the country that desperately needs his guidance and presence to steer us from a head-on collision into Marxist-fueled tyranny.
The photos the White House has been releasing, the videos, we have to show them because they're the only evidence we have of the president's condition, but they are propagandistic. That's unfortunately the situation we're in. And I don't know, the White House Correspondents Association is calling out the White House right now. This is the press corps, the press pool that is supposed to travel with the president at all times. They were not informed about this photo op. They were not with him when this happened. That is a grievous breach of protocol. And the association is saying, quote, it is outrageous for the president to have left the hospital, even briefly, amid a health crisis without a protective pool present to ensure the American people know where their president is and how he is doing. Now more than ever, the American public deserves independent coverage of the president so they can be reliably informed about his health. That is absolutely correct. And by the way, Anna, if the president was feeling so well, why didn't he walk outside in the fresh air rather than get cooped up in that car? I mean, that's not a comfortable place for anybody to be in when there's a COVID-positive patient. He could have walked out on the lawn and waved to the public.
All men are created equal. Yeah. And we finally have a president who backs that up.
Yeah. Trump has been buying us pizzas all freaking day.
Trump?
That is from Trump. He has bought over 250 pizzas that keep coming in. And you know it's from Trump because this... gluten-free, all right? There's meat on there. Trump's an alpha. That's why there's so much of it. And no, CNN, we're not getting paid.
Joe Biden. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lectures that cover big fat geopolitical tomes like this big fat work from Carol Quigley, Tragedy and Hope. You can go see all those lectures at my YouTube channel. But one thing that Quigley covers in the first 300 pages of the book is the fact that the entire 20th century is basically an attempt by the Anglo-American establishment to undermine any conceived of rival or threat in the geopolitical sphere. So that was first the Holy Roman Empire, and then the Russian Empire. That's why the great game is still relevant to today, is that we want to understand how the deep state, the military-industrial complex, the coup operation that's going on right now presently to undermine Trump, that all ties into this great game operation. So I was closing the last segment before the power cut out, what I was talking about, the technology of regime change, coup change, color revolutions. There's a great book by William F. Ingdahl about full spectrum dominance, and he covers this history of regime change operations and Gene Sharp and these kinds of characters. But what's amazing is that the same model that this deep state used for a long time against the Soviet Eastern Bloc countries is now being turned upon America, because the scam was that all along this military intelligence MIC deep state operation was actually intent on creating this global government all along. So they were never really interested in America's interests. It was always about bringing this global technocratic government to the entire world. And all the stuff that we are seeing play out in these little mini skirmishes and mini scandals is all ultimately directed towards that final endgame. As you know, Alex has that film Endgame. And everything that Alex put into Endgame is, again, the telos, the purpose, the goal of where all of these historic operations are headed from the vantage point of the Atlanticist elites that Quigley's writing about. Now, I bring all that up because Tucker did a great segment where he talks about how the color revolution has now come to America, because the same people that were behind the Russiagate and all that nonsense, all that scam, they're the same people funding and promoting all of this collapse and burn the cities narrative that's going on right now. And even the calls for a future coup, should Trump contest or should Trump win. So let's look at that Tucker clip where he covers this.
Someone who's been watching all of this is Darren Beatty. He's a former speechwriter for President Trump. He works now with Revolver News, the website. He says this is part of a familiar plan. In a recent piece, Revolver argued that Democratic operatives, including some who testified during the impeachment proceedings, are adopting the same tactics that U.S. intel agencies use to start so-called color revolutions in places like Ukraine. Darren Beatty joins us tonight to explain. Darren, thanks so much for coming on. So, for our viewers who are not familiar with the color revolutions in Eastern Europe, state as clearly as you can what you think is going on right now in this election. What's the end game for Democrats?
Yes, thank you for having me. Many have described the actions taken against Trump as a coup. And this is certainly correct, but it's a little bit general and vague. What's unfolding before our eyes is a very specific type of coup called the color revolution. It's a regime change model favored by many in our national security apparatus, particularly against Eastern European countries, to overthrow target regimes that they don't like. One model, which is not the color revolution model, is purely sending a bunch of troops into a country and removing by military force a leader you don't like. That's like the Iraq model.
Right.
The color revolution model is a little bit more delicate and subtle. It has several characteristics, but the chief characteristics of it is a combination of an engineered contested elections scenario combined with massive mobilized protests, which they call, as a term of art, peaceful protests and acts of civil disobedience. If that sounds familiar, it gets even better. It's not only the same strategies and tactics used against Trump that is used against Eastern European dictators that our national security apparatus doesn't like. It's literally the same people who are color revolution professionals who have a long history of using these same tactics against foreign leaders they don't like to use against democratically elected President Donald Trump. It's the same people using the very same playbook. Now, I'd like to talk about one of the key figures in this operation, a nexus point not only between color revolutions overseas and the color revolution against Trump, but a nexus point between lawfare and mass mobilization and so-called peaceful protests.
So there you go, Tucker basically laying out the type of regime change coup operation that I've been talking about. This ties into other models that Washington uses, like smart power, soft power. These are ways to agitate and kind of stir things up on a, quote, peaceful level through academia, through, again, these kind of street protests, this kind of stuff. But then eventually there's a staged event or there's something that triggers it into something perhaps even violent. We've seen in both Ukraine and in Syria situations where there were snipers staged and set up operatives there to kick off these kinds of events through large-scale trauma or disaster, these kinds of things. So sometimes it can switch over into that violent model, and then you get the overthrow or the new regime coming to power. Now, the same people, right? Remember, it was what, 5 or 6 years ago when Soros bragged that he had with the help of the State Department, put all of this money into the Ukraine Orange Revolution. That was all to do what they did in 2013. Which was to have that annexation, that division of the Ukraine from Russian influence and from the Russian sphere. The same thing now is happening in Macedonia, where they're trying to do another kind of color revolution. They're trying to have a split of the church there. And this is another area that I want to talk about. If you could, if you have that ex-Jesuit clip talking about the Ukraine there, that's worth looking at. I don't know if you have that ready to pull up or not. If not, you can do it in the next segment. But what he describes there is the role of these Jesuits, the role of these operatives in terms of agitating in the religious sphere. So remember these Eastern Bloc countries. Yeah, you want to play the first maybe minute or so of that clip, and then we'll go to break.
Мне кажется, что на Западной Украине и в эмиграции, в диаспоре украинской самая большая, самая важная цель униатства или греко-католической церкви – это распространять экстремальный, значит, такой вид украинского национализма и потом такую русофобию, что все, что русское – это плохое. Исторически украинские, значит, греко-католики вообще не поддерживали, значит, украинского национализма. Были и среди них, значит, и что в 19-м, в начале, и в начале, значит, 20 века, русофили, которые сочувствовали, значит, русской культуре. И до этого они всегда поддерживали, значит, Польшу. И некоторые униаты, особенно, значит, Белоруссии, но тоже и на Украине, считали себя поляками. Управление греко-католической церкви. Это управление, это иммигрантское управление. И у них
now,
есть только одна цель. This is your last chance to get a patent.
power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules of pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Одна цель. Цель, значит, создать украинский патриархат, украинский католический патриархат и удалиться еще дальше и дальше от, значит, православия и от России. Как раз, когда было, значит, умягчение или можно сказать, приближение, значит, католиков, значит, православия, они как будто это умышленно делают, чтобы это портить. Постоянно. Хорошие отношения между, значит, православными и католиками.
So what that clip is explaining, if you're listening on radio, it's a little hard to make out, but he's basically a person who's a former Jesuit who had come into Orthodoxy, and he's in the Ukraine talking about the way that Jesuits had helped foster through the Roman Catholic Church in the Ukraine this split between Russian Orthodoxy and a new State Department-controlled Orthodoxy. In other words, this is the cohesion in terms of religion in this region, which is the Orthodox Church. And the way that this was split was actually done very openly by the CIA. In fact, the former CIA director went to the Ukraine, met with the head of this new created State Department church. John McCain himself went over there and met with all of these people. So just as they did with the political sphere of the far right and even the neo-Nazi groups that they supported, and McCain's even been seen on stage with these people, Right Sector, Azov, these different people. They essentially create a new political sphere, a new political movement, and a new religion, a new church, a completely state-created church over there in Ukraine. And that's just one model. So when you look at that model, that template, that pattern, then you notice and you can see how it's done everywhere else. And that's just a person who's just giving a testimony to the fact that as a former Jesuit, he knows about this, he knows how it's done, and he was in some sense probably involved in that when he was working as a Jesuit. It's not an accident that that John Brennan, for example, is a fellow of Fordham University. Fordham University is a Jesuit school directly connected to the CIA. And then if you notice, the people who are involved in this deep state kind of liberal coup plot, they're all the same people. It's the same crew, right? Why do you think Gateway Pundit covered the fact a few years ago that it was Obama's State Department, right, that had assisted Soros in the overthrow of Ukraine? Why? To obtain oil, gas, industry, right? So it has more. But now you can see why it's such a big scandal with Burisma, Biden, and all these characters. If you remember back at the time of the, if I recall, I'm just going from memory many years ago, when there was the Bundy Ranch standoff, that whole land was part of a deal that, if I remember, it was Biden's son that Biden was trying to organize a land deal, right, with China, if I recall. So that was the real reason, I think, behind the Bundy standoff. At least that's what some people claim. And it's not out of the realm of belief or possibility, because if you remember, Hillary Clinton wrote an essay, I think it was in Brookings Institute. She wrote a paper for the Brookings Institute, a little article there, where she said that we've got to take care of Gaddafi on humanitarian grounds. And then she even says something to the effect of, if we do this, we can then aid all of our allies. I forget her exact wording, but the assumption is when we go and compare with what was in the WikiLeaks, her emails, she talks about the kickbacks. So it's basically a pay-for-play scheme, right? That's why these operations occur in these other countries. It has nothing to do with human rights. That's a cover. It's not about free markets. It's not about any of that stuff. It's about shaking up the existing order to move in and allocate the resources and give kickbacks to the people that, in Hillary's case, if you remember, all of these different foreign donors, right? They put basically putting money in to get, you know, a land deal, to get money, to get whatever it is. Gaddafi's gold, even, I think, was comes up in the emails at one point. Just all this wild stuff that's just completely, like Bond villain level machinations and plans, and you think that it's not real. No, it's very real. And in fact, that's the biggest revelation, I think it was this week, with this document of the DNI that comes out about the CIA being hipped to the fact that Russian intelligence had been hipped to the fact that Hillary cooked up the whole thing. So Hillary had cooked up this whole Russiagate story. It was known. The Russians appear to have figured it out. The CIA found out that the Russians had figured it out, so they went and told Obama. And so in this letter, the Radcliffe letter that came out, this DNI letter, it actually reads that according to the handwritten notes, former CIA Director Brennan subsequently briefed President Obama and other senior national security officials on the intelligence, including the alleged approval by Hillary Clinton on July 26, 2016, of a proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by Russian security services. It goes on to say that Hillary Clinton's approval of a plan concerning Trump and Russian hackers hampering in the elections as a means of distracting the public from her use of a private mail server. That's all in that DNI letter that just came out. I highly recommend going and reading that, because what does this letter show? Well, it's pretty much proof of what, again, as I said, the 15, 16 times the Russiagate narrative collapsed. Well, here's yet another final nail in the coffin showing that we know that they were spying on the Trump campaign to cook up the scandal. Hillary was already implicated with deals in terms of Russia. We know this from the Uranium One New York Times story that came out. So, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, if you were the Russians, like, who would you really try to co-opt? Would you really go for Trump? I mean, doesn't it make more sense to go with Hillary? She's already got deals in Russia, right? I mean, she's already kind of implicated in a lot of this stuff already. Trump's sounding this, you know, a beacon call of America first. Doesn't really make sense to try to co-opt Trump. If anybody was going to be trying to, you know, co-opt it, it would seem to be somebody like Hillary. If you remember back to the Anna Chapman spy stuff, if I recall, again, going from memory here, Anna Chapman was already, I think, in Hillary circles, right? So that operation didn't work. That failed. But I think at that time she was trying to get close to Obama and Obama's donors and people like that. But ironically, she was already in the circles of Hillary. So there's a lot more connection between, say, so-called Russians and agents and Hillary than anything that you might try to come up with or cook up or try to tie to Trump. And amazingly, none of it stuck, right? All of these attempts to bribe people, all of these attempts to try to get people to come out and lie and make a, none of it worked. It all failed. It all collapsed. There was not anything that could tie Trump to Russian intelligence or any of this stuff. And so the whole thing is now known to be a hoax and admittedly now a distraction from the emails. And now we see why Trump, in fact, in the debates, my speculation, my guess is that this is what Trump was mentioning in the debates. Do you remember at that point in the debate where he says, "We have you on tape. No, I've got you. Got Obama. You're all on tape." Right. And that's, you know, you could tell Biden was getting pretty shook by that. But this is the model, you see. So the regime change is really just part of the foreign entanglement coup, transfer of power, so that then the new Western CIA puppet state can just allocate and suck off of the existing power, the people and the resources, send all that back to the big Fortune 100 that's coming in now to offer vaccinations and abortions and whatever else the Fortune 100 wants when they move, you know, Hillary and company into these different countries. That's really what's going on here, is it's a model of, you could call it American imperialism, but remember, that was never the American idea, right? The American idea was always non-interventionism. And as we know from the Rockefeller's biography, from David's memoirs, from the CFR archives, they talked about how they wanted to transition America out of a non-interventionist, non-foreign entanglement mindset, and turn it into an engine, right, of what the Empire of Britain used to be, right? Pax Britannia, Commonwealth of God. Now let's make it the American Empire so that we can try to set up, ultimately, right, this technocracy. And they're using America as a cloak, right, to do this, right? That's not what America is supposed to be about. We're about independence. We're not about trying to set up a global technocratic empire. But they've subverted the country and its ideals to do this very thing. This is Jay Dyer. I am hosting the Alex Jones Show in the fourth hour. We'll be back in just a moment.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I look into someone's eyes again.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. If you want to get a couple of really good books that cover Hollywood, esoterica, symbolism, and a lot of the stuff that's come out in the last 4 years regarding these scandals of Weinstein, Epstein, all that kind of stuff, you can read my book, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, where I covered that stuff years ago. Right? I said, blogged for a long time about how Hollywood was corrupt and kind of destroying the culture through their toxic symbolism and their esoteric meanings that they put into their films. And you can, if you want a signed copy, you can go to Jay's Analysis in the shop. As you can see, we've got hundreds of five-star ratings there. You can get the signed copies at my website as a little bit of an advantage over what you see there at Amazon. Now, there was a great article I was covering in the last segment about that DNI memo. And there's a great article that came out. I told you a long time ago, Hillary Clinton's Hillary's team helped fabricate The Trump-Russia Collusion by Larry C. Johnson. And I mentioned Larry's article because he has this memo here. And then he mentions the fact that thanks to this, to one of the WikiLeaks emails, we have a copy of an exchange between Hillary's campaign manager, John Podesta, and longtime Democrat operative Brent Badowski talking about how Hillary should take on the Donald. Badowski tells Podesta, the best approach is to slaughter Donald for his bromance with Putin, but do not go too far betting on Putin in Syria. So here's another sort of attestation to what's in that memo, that even in the emails, right, we know that that was one of their strategies, was to cook up and go after him on this to, again, distract from these emails. Now, what is in these emails? Well, there's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of claims, a lot of probably dirt, blackmail, all that kinds of stuff, compromising, and probably all kinds of other stuff, right? Kickback stories about, you know, what the purpose of Gaddafi, all that kind of stuff. I'm sure there's no end probably to the onion rings and layers, right, of all of these scams and scandals. And so it's just amazing that this has all come out now. And it's almost like it's, again, a satire of a spy movie, right? I mean, you think about spy movies and you see, you know, Blofeld and the Bond villains, and they're cooking up these wild, crazy machinations and schemes. And you think, well, that's a Bond movie. That would no. When Ian Fleming wrote all that, right, he was talking about stuff that he had seen in terms of, you know, real world billionaire villains, these kinds of people. And that's what they did, right? We really do have billionaires cooking up this stuff. And when we understand this bigger narrative now, from the Great Game and up into the modern post-Cold War era of the color revolutions, Brzezinski's Arc of Crisis is also another way to understand this stuff. When we have that in our mind, we can now understand a lot of these other little stories that pop up, right? Like the Novichok stories of these spies, right? The Skripal affair, this more recent poisoning of a defector. These are created stories. And even a French intelligence analyst came out and said that these stories of people defecting and being poisoned by Putin's agents, they're all made up. There's no evidence of Novichok. There's no evidence of Skripal and these people being poisoned, and that Putin has all these cells everywhere that are doing all this stuff. It's just completely fabricated and created to prop up just the same kind of boogeyman narrative of Russia that was going on throughout this whole last 4 years. And it's interesting, too, that we hear all about Russia, but we're not hearing a whole lot about China. What about the Office of Personnel hack, right? What about that Alex always talks about? What about the many instances where Chinese students who have been excused from attending different universities in the U.S., right? Because some of those are intelligence operations, right? So there's exchange students, shocker, is sometimes a cover for espionage. And if I recall, I think Trump a couple of years ago excused or sort of got rid of a lot of these exchange programs. Yeah, that's because it's involved in espionage, right? Remember, I think it was it Feinstein or one of her staffers was a Chinese spy. We know that this ties into to Wuhan and all that stuff, right? So there's really big level of games being played here, and the global elites are aligned. It doesn't look to me like they're more so aligned with Russia, but they're using, I would say more so China, to be the model of the future. Right? Isn't it going to be the Chinese century, right? The Chinese era that we're going into? Now, I'm not saying that makes China bad. It's not the people of China, right, that are bad guys or something like that. It's rather recalling the fact that David Rockefeller, the OSS, that's who went into China and set up the Maoist regime. So again, it's not America versus the people of America versus the people of China. No. There's a technocratic global elite that sits higher up above and views the world as a chessboard. Remember Brzezinski's book, The Grand Chessboard, that moves these pieces around to cause the friction at a lower level, that they're at a higher level engineering so that there can be a synthesis down the road. What is that synthesis? Right, you've heard probably David Icke, other people talk about thesis, antithesis, synthesis, right? Problem, reaction, solution. That is the model, and that's a technique. It does come from Hegel. It does come from Marx. They utilize that philosophical notion of smashing things together to produce a new reality, a new synthesis.
synthesis. That is the model of color revolutions, of regime change, of engineered revolutions, you see, to take things to a specific place down the road. And as we saw, the place down the road here is the technocracy. Now, why are they so mad at Trump right now? Well, obviously, for a lot of reasons, calling out the media for so long. And it's actually the media that has fostered all of this revolutionary ethos in America that keeps propping up this narrative. There would be nothing to the Russiagate stuff if the media did not keep perpetuating it incessantly for the last 4 years, right? Even taking us into this ridiculous impeachment story, which is all based on this nonsense, right? Now that's all falling apart, and don't worry about that. Now we're on to, you know, COVID and this kind of stuff. Forget about that stuff, right? It's time to move into the new drama of the week with all this COVID nonsense. But they're doing that. I'm saying the media is talking about all that because they do not and will not ever talk about what you see here in this clip with Kevin McCarthy. If you would, roll that clip.
When Director Radcliffe released this, the leaders of Congress wanted to have a meeting because no one in Congress, the House or the Senate, has ever seen this information, even though we have spent all these years investigating. Now, let's walk through, and remember, I must be careful here because some of this is still classified, but let's talk about what's in Radcliffe's letter. First, we find out in July of 2016 that Russian intelligence had picked up that Hillary Clinton's campaign was going to create a false narrative of Trump and Russia colluding. We now find out in July 26 that the CIA director, in his own notes, briefs the president on this, Brennan, to President Obama. Then just this Wednesday, Comey gets asked a question about this referral that you just talked about for in September. He says it doesn't ring a bell. But I've seen the underlying proof. But inside Radcliffe's letter, this referral from the CIA was sent to the FBI, to Peter Strzok and to Comey. Now, remember Peter Strzok. He was on Crossfire Hurricane and the Mueller report. And never once did this intelligence show up anywhere in any of those investigations or to Congress or to the Senate. So what we know with all of this, and I know everything that's going on this week, this is the biggest news that didn't get reported. That we find out that there was no collusion between Trump and Russia. That it was created by Hillary Clinton in a campaign in July of 2016. That the CIA director John Brennan, that the FBI director Comey, and the President of the United States, Barack Obama, all knew about that and was never brought to Congress. And we have wasted 2 years in this Congress and all the time before wanting to get this information, asking the questions. So another question that comes up. Who has withheld this information? Credit to Director Radcliffe for that transparency of releasing it to the House and Senate. Every member of Congress should read the underlying information behind this. This is really a bombshell of what we have wasted so much time on, that it was created by Hillary Clinton, President Obama knew it, John Brennan knew it, and Comey knew it, and never gave the information to the American public, let known to Congress or the Senate.
There you go. Exactly. Summarizing what was in that memo, and what is the purpose of all this? Why is there such a freak out? Why is all of this going on? Again, what did Trump say a week or two ago when they were asking him about why he's so unliked? He said he's got a lot of people in the deep state, military industrial complex. They don't like him because he doesn't want us involved in all of these foreign entanglements and wars. That's the old idea of America. That's what's right. That's what we want to do, right? And that's why they're so mad at Trump, right? All of these people, these big pharma, the military industrial complex, they do not want to see any loss of this gigantic money-making scam that they have going, ruining all of these other countries, causing all this war and devastation. And that's why they're so mad at Trump, is that great line that he had a week or two ago, right? Is that he wants to keep America as what America should be, a non-interventionist power. And that's why we're collapsing. We're an empire that's overextended in all these other countries, and we don't have the virtue that we used to have, and that's what we need to get back to. I'm Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis, and you can check out my stuff at Jay's Analysis.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.